no matter the case scenario,
yeah,
there are some foundational pieces that every single protocol needs to include. What are three of them in your eyes?
Yeah, number one is
you dedicated your life. You accumulated the loans and the letters, your saving lines, time to save your own. You know you're already successful, but you want more. You want your time back. You want financial freedom and the ability to do what you love from anywhere. This is just for you. Come inside the Flip the Prescription podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kylie. We start in 3, 2, 1.
Protocols, supplements. What companies do you use? How do you piece this billion-dollar industry into such a way that you can make it a step-by-step process for whoever comes searching for your help? Well, I do that with blood work. Mike is here with us. Say hi to Mike Reese, y'all. He's coming to join us on our special as our special guest today, but he's not really a guest because we're on the same team. So he's going to share with you a lot of his information about what he does on how to know what to put into your protocols, which is the conversation topic for today. So, Mike, welcome aboard.
So good to be here. Thanks, Dr. Kylie. And yes, I mean, the choice for protocols is coming from you as practitioners to make your patient's life easier, to make the process as streamlined as possible. And streamlined meaning that it's, you know, it's not super analytical every time. You know, it's this process that where there's ease, but there is also healing that occurs. There's you know, really a legitimate transition. If it's a type 2 diabetic that you're dealing with, somebody with insulin resistance, if it's somebody with PCOS, if it's someone that has a neurological issue that you're working on, skin issues that they've just tried this protocol or that medication or that supplement to no avail, and they just keep getting, you know, just these skin issues that just keep recurring, resurfacing, and you're wondering what to do. You want to be able to find a protocol that you can move forward with. It's not rocket science, but it does make a difference. Makes a difference. It's not rocket science, but if you can kind of take care of some fundamentals first, then you're off and running every single time. And then you can make tweaks at that point.
You're telling me that there are protocols in this industry? I thought functional medicine had to be personalized for everything.
I mean, you know, it's interesting because not only is functional medicine been looked at as a personalized medicine, but I go way back to when I was helping manage like a retail store with supplements years ago, where customers would come in and I would guide them to the right supplement over there on the shelf in that aisle or over there, depending upon what their health needs were. And so, yeah, this is a retail store that had just a diversity of like brands, supplements, and people came in with immune system concerns. They came in with diet concerns. They wanted to lose weight. They wanted to get fit or whatever. So I'd take them over to like sports nutrition area. Everything was so personalized. That was what I wanted to do. But there were always these missing pieces because people would cut to the chase like, oh, okay, I want to burn fat. I want to lose weight. Or, oh, my immune system's struggling, or, oh, I have PCOS, so I need help with that. So we would just take them to the best supplement or to the best two supplements we were selling in the store. And yet they would happily buy those and then be off on their way. But then you'd cross your fingers and just hope that in 30 days that they'd had like, you know, this good experience. And there's these other like gaps that need to be bridged with health. And so really that was personalized, but yet there were these other missing pieces. And I think
when you say personalized, it was geared to like, okay, PCOS, unbalanced blood sugar, high testosterone, what are two supplements that will fit, help with that, right? And one of the issues that we have with the supplement industry and functional medicine is two swings of the totem pole. We've got the person who's like just wanting to take the two supplements. Then we have the practitioners who are giving 25 supplements per day to take.
Right.
How can we meet in the middle and get real results with only, you know, four or five, six things a month?
It's brilliant the way you put it. There is balance. There's more than two. There are more than two supplements to be used, but 25 is obviously way too many and too overwhelming for practitioners and their patients or clients. That being said, 12 is too many. There is that need for probably four, five, or six, typically, to kind of hit all the pieces. And that shouldn't be too many when it's an easy to follow protocol. But you want a protocol that's simple and user-friendly, but that the main pieces are there so that your patient can experience real change. Not just where they retest their blood work in 6 months from now or 3 months from now or however that looks, or they retest this or retest that. It's like real change within the first week. Like they experience symptom changes because all these pieces are taking place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have the patient or the practitioner who calls you up or emails you or Facebook messages you and say, here's my scenario. Take it over.
Yeah. So here's my scenario. So I have a client that has a history of IBS. They have struggles with their kidneys. They've been able to kind of overcome that. But that comes back. They have, you know, recurring UTIs. So they have IBS, they have recurring UTIs, and they wake up every morning at 3 a.m. and struggle to go back to sleep. You know, they're 31 years old. It's a young mom. She has two little kids. So she's got the stress of trying to hold the fort down, raise her family. This is just, obviously that's random, but that's like a real case scenario.
But before we jump into what we're about to talk about is, no matter the case scenario, there are some foundational pieces that every single protocol needs to include. What are three of them in your eyes?
Yeah, number one is the microbiome. And I know you've heard that word probably so many freaking times in the last few years. I know microbiome it's this wonderful, fancy word about bacteria, right? But it's the front runner, microbiome. And microbiome, not just in the sense of, hey, we give the body a bunch of probiotics and then you get better. That's not what it is. Microbiome is you're completely shifting the bacteria terrain of all your patients. So if they have PCOS or if they have IBS or whatever the situation, or if their hair is falling out or they struggle to sleep, the likeliness of them having a messed up microbiome that's out of balance is very high. Their microbiome is basically their gut and everywhere else. It's like your gut's affecting your skin, your gut is affecting your endocrine system, your gut's affecting the brain, the whole gamut. And the way your immune system is, one of the main reasons why you get sick as often as you do, or your patient does. So if you're able to kind of help shift the microbiome by cleaning things out and rebuilding, that's a successful protocol. That in of itself will make a tremendous difference in your clients that are struggling. And even more so than like the best testosterone supplement out there or the best, you know, anti-estrogenic supplement that's out there, you've still got to shift the microbiome before that anti-estrogen supplement or that testosterone boosting supplement is really going to do as much for your client.
Speak about how you do that.
Yeah, so there is a process, and I like to look at like gearing things up in the body for month one. Okay, just 1 month. You're prepping, you're priming, you're gearing up. I like that phrase more, gear up. You're waking up, you know, the liver, the kidneys, the microbiome, and these other pieces for a first month. And that's what you're doing so that then your patient who has all of these issues can go through an expedited detox or cleanse in month two. That we've often looked at like parasite cleanses or mold detox or other infection related detoxing as being this long drawn out process, and it doesn't have to be. And the reason it doesn't have to be is because you're taking care of these other foundations. And if you do that right in the month one, then month two is faster, it's more effective. And then in month three, you can move on and you can start to rebuild.
I remember, going years back. Let's see, when did I attend that Systemic Formulas conference? 2018?
Yeah, that's when I met you. Yep.
Yeah, that was the conference that where you and I met.
Were you still pregnant with Easton? Or did you just
Easton was a baby.
He was a baby.
Because okay. I had to leave early to get home because the babysitter was done for the day, right? Okay, so at that conference, I had never heard of rotating probiotics until then. Even in all my functional medicine training, I never heard of the skin biome. I never heard of, I think if I remember right, he introduced the neurobiome supplements at that conference.
Yeah, he did. I remember that.
Yeah, it was taken away a few short months later, but now it's back and even better than it was. So all of these like pieces of the quote microbiome that we heard about, it's not just gut bacteria and flora. I mean, there is bacteria and flora, as Dr. Shane would say, bugs, all over the body, in the vaginal tract, on the skin, in the mouth, like on the nervous system, on the heart, like everywhere. And he's got separate products designed for specific bugs that target each area of the body. So like immune, skin, neuro, what's the other one? Terra. Is that it?
Hormone.
Uh-huh. Let's see, there's one for the hormones. So when you're thinking about microbiome, think, despite all the functional medicine training, it is not just the gut, and it's not just about probiotics or one specific supplement or one strain. The more strains you have, the better. The different supplements you have, the better. Rotate through these things. Make sure that it's a variety. And what was my last thing I was going to say? Oh, yeah, the prebiotics. You want to make sure the prebiotics are there to feed the probiotics. That was never mentioned in my functional medicine training. So when you go to these conferences and these seminars and even listening to webinars here and there, you're picking up snippets and pieces. But the cool part is Mike and I have taken the snippets and the pieces and we've combined them and made it a simple step-by-step process. So Mike was a foundational component to any protocol needs to address the microbiome. What's another?
Okay, methylation. And methylation is one of those things where it's like you talk to a wizard, like, or a biochemist about methylation, and they could write a book about it, and it's just like over my head every time, right? You start talking about genetics and all that stuff. Methylation is more, I guess if we can just make this as simple as possible, methylation is more than just B12 and folate. Because rock stars of all things in life.
Wait a second, are you for reals? I'm just kidding.
like rock stars and other things, they like now they have methyl B12 or methylcobalamin and methylated folate in them. And so you think, oh, this is good for me. Methylation.
It's like the candy that says gluten free. It's like, oh yeah, it's healthy.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this doesn't have any gluten. It's perfect. is 50 grams of sugar per serving. Methylation is a conductor of everything that's going on with your health.
Well,
so
good.
Sometimes we think of methylation as, oh, I need to be this expert in genetics. I'm not. I'm not an expert in genetics. Some practitioners are all over the DNA testing, and I think that's great. However, you don't have to be a genetic expert to understand that methylation is critical for your protocols. And the reason why is if it's working well, then as the conductor of everything that's going on, liver, kidneys, even the microbiome, everything going on in the cell, like mitochondria and all that stuff, like if methylation has to be working well for all of it to work, like it's telling when that group needs to turn on and when that group needs to stop. If you can kind of visualize a conductor and how it kind of regulates all the systems of the body. So it's not just B12 or folate. Now,
there are not just MTHFR.
Exactly. Yeah. MTHFR, there are those individuals. And I think it's guesstimated that over a third of Americans have MTHFR. What's MTHFR? Well, they have difficulty metabolizing folate or folic acid and vitamin B12. If that happens for a long period of time, well, then there's fatigue, there's sleep deprivation, and there's all these things, right? And the list goes on and on. So you got to get that taken care of. But it's more than that. And so the reason why we recommend, Dr. Kylie and I recommend methylation in these protocols is because they're just more effective. If it's hormone related, if it's immune related, if it's skin related, if it's GI related, regardless, methylation has got to be in there. It helps that now. Okay. So on the gene side of things, there are specific genes in all of us that are involved in cardiovascular health, brain health, skin health, all the things. What methylation does is it helps dictate when they turn on and when they turn off. So if it's a patient with PCOS, there's a gene or two or more that are related to PCOS that isn't behaving well. Methylation is going to help it behave better. I mean, I don't know if that makes sense, but in a supplement, you want to pay attention to the right, like, pieces. There are brands out there of supplements that just have methylfolate at a high level, and that's all the product is. Or there's a product that has methyl B12, methylcobalamin, that's all it is. You want to have these other nutrients, these other precursors. And I have a lot of trust in this biochemist, Dr. Shane Morris, who's put together those formulas that have all the things like minerals, vitamins, amino acids, herbs that help the body to methylate. And so then everything just anyway works better. So it's a synergy. It's a bigger, it's a fatter formula that has like a variety of nutrients, gives the body what the body needs. Then the body knows what to do. And then methylation works well, and your patient is off and running.
So we have the microbiome, we have methylation, which if you're wondering about what it looks like in regular blood work, it would be the breakdown of the red blood cell counts. If they are elevated, that can contribute to methylation concerns. So you don't have to have some fancy testing to determine this. That's one component to look at methylation. Your third component for any protocol to make it work better is what?
Matrix. So explain. So extracellular matrix, you know, first, I love talking about the cell and people talk about cellular detox and cellular healing and intracellular, you know, with the glutathione and mitochondria, all that stuff is so much fun there. But we've talked very little about what happens just right outside the cell. There's a lot going on there. And like, I mean, there's brands like Cellcore that have really capitalized on that with their new product and others, you know, just seeing the value. It's like we've overthought that. We've overlooked that. the stuff that's on the outside of the cell. So it encompasses like the body's tissues, like the supporting the liver and the kidneys, supporting like lymphatic circulation. Without going too far down this rabbit trail, if the extracellular matrix is flowing well, that changes everything. It helps with the whole drainage thing. It helps with detoxing. The liver is going to work better. The kidneys will filtrate better. It's going to support. It goes hand in hand with the intracellular stuff. But I just think it's been this overlooked thing. And, you know, it consists of why there's joint pain or chronic pain. When people have chronic pain, yes, they have cellular inflammation, but they also have inflammation going on outside the cell. So if they have a lot of knee pain or they have other musculoskeletal stuff, yeah, we need to address probably infections and things like that. But there is also this stuff that's going on, and it's affecting the joints and why they're, you know, struggling to get up and down the stairs and just get around. So we address that. We address that in these protocols, and that's why I think our protocols are very effective for chronic pain and similar symptoms.
Those are just three. Y'all, we got three more. Actually, that's not we, it's Mike. Mike's six M's. And you can get in his six M's and more details about each one of them and what he uses to fix them inside our programs. And as you know, right now we've got doors open for the collaboration. If you're looking at having a virtual business served over to you on a platter, that is the collaboration. That's the fast track to having the business of your dreams. Then we have the lower ticket 10-week holistic healthpreneur course. It is an automated training in which Mike goes into very in-depth about those six M's. And then I will also give you 8 hours of step-by-step, do this, do that, here's this, here's that for business. It's really going to get you started. If you're looking at more of that level, go to bloodworkspecialist.com/collaboration for the collaboration details. And to apply, go to drkylieburton.com/healthpreneur. And that will have the details of the automated training 10-week course. So Mike's just getting started. He's going to serve us up synergy on the next episode. See you then. You guys, I cannot wait to have some of you joining into the collaboration. The Restoration Collaboration doors are officially opened in May. This is where I give you as much of my business as possible. A business on a platter, per se. So go to bloodworkspecialist.com/collaboration. You'll get all the information there, and that is where you apply. This is an application process. I have to make sure that you are the right fit for this program, and this program is the right fit for you. So go there, bloodworkspecialist.com/collaboration. If that is not quite ready, if you're not quite ready for that investment, I have a different option. In fact, it's our brand new 10-week holistic healthpreneur. It's an automated training program. Get all the details, head over to drkylieburton.com/healthpreneur. For this month only, you can get $300 off with the code FLIPTHEPRESCRIPTION. Put it together, all in one word, okay? Those are two options available for you this month to come enter my world and to take your expertise to the masses. Now, this podcast episode is sponsored by two of my favorite companies. The first is Starwalker Organic Farms, the best place to get high quality, organic, and regenerative beef, pork, and artisanal jerky. They are a third generation family run farm deeply committed to the highest quality of meat. They even ship nationwide. So go to StarwalkerOrganicFarms.com to discover more. The second sponsor for these podcast episodes this month
is virtualclinic.md. If you are looking for a place to order labs, whether it be functional medicine labs or regular blood work, they have it all. As long as you have a healthcare business, you can order labs. Go to virtualclinic.md, create your account, and start ordering your labs today. And then tell them I sent you.